The following is an evening program at Kelly Park in San Jose, California, given by His Divine Grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj, on his fifth world tour, August
1994. All the assembled devotees ki jai. Jai Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Sevasam ki jai. Om Pramanande. Manchakra Kutrupascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanam Pavanipo Vishnavipo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Deva Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakti Se Namo. Most respectable devotees of Krishna, my God brother, sisters and followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, respectable and honorable gentlemen and ladies, beloved children, today I have got another opportunity to come here for glorifying our divine masters and lotus feet of Lord Gaudiya. That is Mahaprabhu himself, in different form, with Radha Govinda, but appeared to taste that supreme ecstasy what is tasting Srimati Radharani. He had no opportunity to taste that in the form of Krishna, and for that he appeared in the form of Sri Gauranga Devi. Srila Sarvadamodar says, Radha Krishna Pranar Virutir Hadini Shakti Rasmat. Through this sloka, we can understand that very clearly. Also, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu expressed two slokas. One is Anarthita Charim Chirat, another is Sri Radhaya Pranar Mahima. What Sripad Janardhan Maharaj told about me and Sripad Swagal Maharaj expressed this heart expression, all the direction going to the glory file to Guru Vakra. No doubt I have, that is, I am sitting in this chair and digesting that. I know I have no quality and qualification. Actually, I am a very insignificant soul. How much I can glorify and can do for others. But the ant to elephant, everybody's have little capacity.
In the old conception, is it? Correct? Mm-hmm. English?
Mm-hmm.
My English is poor, you know. I am trying to express. You is the best devotee of the Lord in your conception. They told, we consider the Chatushan, Sanak, Sanatan, Sananda and Sanat Kumar, they are the best devotee of Lord. And Guru Maharaj not told anything. Hard, and they are very big assembly of Pandit. Then the leader asked, yeah, can we know through you who is the best devotee as your conception line of
in the line of your conception.
Line of your conception. Guru Maharaj said, yes, I shall tell. But can you digest it? Then they said, why not? If it is reasonable, we shall digest. Then Guru Maharaj said, in our conception, Chatushan is what Maharaj English is very first grade,
primary
grade of devotee. And they stand to hear that they are primary grade,
yes.
Very junior grade of the devotees.
Awesome.
Hearing, they were stunned, and they said, then who is higher devotee, high class devotee, in your conception? Then Guru Maharaj said, Natatham, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. You all know Srimad Bhagavatam, which you told. The Chatushan is the highest devotee. You know Bhagavatam? You believe Bhagavatam? Yes. There is sloka, you know, Natathame Priyatamo Atmo Jonir Nasankara Nacha Sankarsana Nasri Naivat Macha Jatha Bhavan. Lord Krishna said, ye no tathame priyatama atma jonir nasankara. Chatushan's father Brahma, he is guru of Chatushan. He is not dear to Krishna like Uddhava. Krishna said, O Uddhava, Atmajani Brahma, he is not so dear to me.
As you are.
As you are. Even Shankar, Lord Shiva, who is always chanting my holy name, he is also not dear like you. My brother Balaram Shankarsana, who is guru of Lord Shiva, he also not too dear like you, as you are dear to me. Even Lakshmi Devi, she is living in my chest. She also not so dear to me like you. Na tathame priyatamo atma joni na shankara na cha shankarsana na sri Lakshmi Devi, noi Bhatma, even myself also not dear to me like you. This is the dear devotee of Krishna, Uddhava's position. Then highest position holding the Uddhava. But that Uddhava, when telling, after visiting the Vrindavan Brajo Gopi and Vrindavan Brajavasi, Uddhav, seeing their mood of devotion, their dedication, their wholehearted service attitude, Uddhav was turned, and that Uddhav said, lastly, when he will come back, trying to come back, Yasamaho charanarenu jushamaham syam vrindavane kimapi gulma latoshadhinam jadustajan sajanamarjam patancha hitta bhejur mukunda padabing sudibhir bimikka. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here no doubt, nobody is no doubt. But that Krishna, not satisfied with his dearmost disciple and devotee Brahma, dearmost brother Shankarchan, dearest Lakshmi Devi, dearmost devotee Lord Shiva, he is not satisfied, as satisfied by the devotion of Uddhava. And Uddhava said, if I can get the path in the way where Brajagopi they are walking, they are as a grass, as a little plant, and their feet dust will come and bless me, then I shall feel my life is fully satisfied. That type of devotion holding the Braja Gopis. And Braja Balak, Rakhal, Braja Dham, Braja Vasi. Uddhav said, if I get their feet dust, then my life will be fully satisfied. And Uddhav is dearmost devotee, disciple of Krishna. His expression like that. And real consciousness of Krishna, it is proceeding in that line. And that line given Srimad Mahaprabhu to us. That is the real Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness existing all over India. And there are varieties of conception. Somebody thinking Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but his position is that like our master, like Gita Krishna. Krishna, when teachings to Arjuna, that time like a spiritual master, he is telling everything to Arjuna. And they are mostly worshipping the Gita Krishna, who is presented Gita in this world. And some of the followers, they are worshipping Krishna as Dharukesh. Some of the devotees worshipping Krishna as Mathuresh. That means the Mathuresh,
Lord of
Mathura, Lord of Dharuka. But very exception and finest conception holder, devotee, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are thinking the Krishna conception fully fledged in Brajadham. And there are five kind of rasa, ecstasy, relationship with Lord very happily and very freely playing in that transcendental abode. That transcendental abode, some identification expression given in Brahma Sanghita. You know, who read the Brahma Sanghita, you will understand. Chintamani Prakara sadama sukalpa vriksha laksha abhriti shushura bhir abhipalayantam yang syama sundara machinta gunas
Lakshmi
sahasra sata sambhama sedvamanam Govinda Mahadi Purushang Tamahanga Pajami. He is Govinda, he is Adi Purush, Brahma. When he have got that transcendental knowledge through sound vibration, flute of Krishna, it is through flute of Krishna it is come out, and Brahma have got that transcendental vibration, the mantram, and through Dibya Saraswati, it's revealed in her, in his heart. He meditated and have seen everything, that transcendental abode of Krishna, playing with Braja Gopis, playing with the Braja Balakas, Braja cowherd boys, and there are many Braja Vasi who is living in the Braja Dham. There are trees, there are plants, there are water, there are environment, there are flowers, there are fruits, everything expression given in Brahma Sangita, in the song of Brahma. We can say it is song of Brahma. Chintamani prakara sadama sukalpa vrikha Sriyakanta kanta parama purusha kalpatarpo druma bhumi chintamani ganamai toyam amritam kathaganam nattam gamanamapi vansi priya sakhi chidananda jyoti. This way expression given that abode of Sri Krishna. And Mahaprabhu heart said, Mahaprabhu given that conception, very gist of that conception. Mahaprabhu said, Aradhu Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayastadhama Vrindavanam. If he wants to worship anything for your full fulfillment, you must worship Krishna. And why you worship Krishna? That is, you need Krishna. And what is the quality and qualification with Krishna? Quality is there. What you need? You search yourself. You need love. You need beauty. You need charm. You need ecstasy, you need affection, you need harmony, and you will see everything living within Krishna. And he is your Lord, then you have no problem. If your master is very rich with all the wealth of love, beauty, charm, etc., then what deficiency will be with you? You will get everything through his mercy. Then you must worship Krishna. Krishna's have many manifestation, and they also Lord. This is the conception, Vedic conception. This is conception of Vedavyas and super conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every higher said, not Nirakar Nirvishesh Brahma. Every higher said, the Sakar and Savishesh. He have form, he have qualities. Without form and without quality, creation is impossible, like stupid like me. Creation is very impossible. I have brain, I have willing, I have feeling, I have thinking. Then my creator is, creators have no power, nirakar, no form, nirvishes. It is not possible. Whole universe created some power, no doubt. And that power is not ordinary power actually. That power, full conscious power, and they have form. We can see or not to see.
Whether we can see it or not.
Huh?
whether we can see.
Whether we can see or not. In the Upanishad they say it, apani pado javano grahita paschatta chakku sasrinatya karna sabetti beddam nachata shasti betta. Like that. Apani pado javano grahita. Not like me, he have the hand or leg, but he can take everything very quick. That type of hand and leg he have. Pashyati chakhu, he is seeing everything. He have power to see inner heart position. All the atom, anoroniyan, and all the universes, mahato mahiyan, he can exist everywhere and can see everything. That is his identification. Anoroniyan, mahato mahiyan. And his form said he is like a globe of fire, like sun. That's also expression given in Gayatri Mantram or other Upanishad Mantram that Iki Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapa Shanti Shuraya Diviva Chakshuratam. This is the Rig Mantram. The Paramang Tad Vishnu Paramang Padam Sadapashanti Shuraya. Who can see, who have the eyes, vision, transcendental vision? He can see the lotus feet of that Vishnu. Otherwise, Brahma Sangita said, Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shashesha Vasudhadi Vibhuti Vinnam. Brahma Niskalam Anantam Asesa Bhutam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. That Govinda Adipurus, his form is Brahma. And Brahma is light ball. Like that. But expression given in Upanishad very nicely. You are seeing that Brahma like a light ball. But it is not exact his form. You are seeing from so far, that is you are seeing that. But if you enter into that abode of globe, what you will see? Jyotirabhantare rupam atulang syam sundaram. The logic, scripture said, je bane lina bihanga. Ye one forest you can see from far, one bird going, into the forest. And forest, they are vanished. From far you will see only, and nothing else. But inside there, if you try to search, you will see there inside of the forest, he have nest, he have maybe babies, he have husband, everything inside, and he is playing with his baby. You will see that. Then, from far we can see the Brahma. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanta koti koti sasesha vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam. That effulgence of that abode of Krishna loka, that's called Parabhum. From far we can see that as Brahma. But tad brahma niskalam ananta masesha bhutam govindam. And Govinda is living inside. And very nice expression given other Upanishad. Jyotirabhantare rupam atulam syam sundaram. If you enter into that abode, you will see inside of the globe of effulgence, they are living the abode of Krishna and their families and their
associates.
And they are playing with their master as normal as human kind. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Krishnir jateko khala sarvottam narolila narobapu tahar saru gopo besa venukar navo kishor natavar narolilar hayo narup. As we see ourselves like this, but not exactly this, different is so hell and heaven difference, that is transcendental, spiritual form of their all their existence. Form is spiritual and here material. That is the different. Krishna said, the yadgatta nanivartante tadhama paramamama. Janti deva vratan devan, pitri janti pitri vrata, bhutani janti bhutecha, janti madhyajino pimam. It is freedom given to all the jiva souls, as you like, as you go. Go as you like. If you want to go the heaven, you can go. Devabhrata, you bhava, devabhrata bhava. Worship the demigods, you will go to heaven. If you want to worship the Pitri Loka, you can go to Pitri Loka. Janti Deva Pratan Devan, Pitri Janti Pitri Prata Bhutani Janti Bhuta Loka. But who is worshipping me? He is going to my Loka. It is very natural. Your attachment, your love, with whom you see first. Then you proceed in that line, then you will understand where you are going and what you will get. But who will worship me? He will go to my abode. And my abode, who will go, he not will come back from there. That is the my abode speciality. Yadgatta nanivartante, natat bhasayate sujjo, na sasanko na bapaga, yadgatta nanivartante tad dhama paramama. This sun, this moon cannot give light there. Useless there. But my abodes have own light. There everything is new. Feelings will grow in your heart if you can join there. You will see all the beautiful Siya Kanta, all the women like Lakshmi Devi, powerful. Kanta Parama Purusha, enjoyer Krishna. Kalpatarapo, all these trees can give anything you want. Kalpatarapo. Druma Bhumish Chintamani. The earth can give. Produce. Earth can produce anything you will think. That is called Chintamani. Muniganamai Toyam Amritam. Water. Like water, but it is nectar. Toyam Amritam. Kathaganam. Nattangamanamapi. They are talking, that means you will hear their singing. Kathaganam. Walking, you will see. Nattangamanamapi. I have seen in Singapore Airlines, little experience, the cruise, no? Cruise, you are calling the cruise, they are coming very dancing way. And I am feeling, she is crew and in this bundan world. She is coming, I am thinking she is coming dancing way. Then katha ganam nattangamanopi, if it is exactly in the abode of Krishna, how much more and how much exalted and how much happy they are walking. We can guess little from here? No, cannot guess. But like this, something. Katha ganam nattangamanopi vangsi priyasakhi. and they are not necessary to send to him or her. What necessity? The Bansi Dhani, the sound of the flute of Krishna, he is arranging everything. Krishna fluting, Ma Yashoda hearing, Krishna is hungry, want to eat. That same sound going to Sakhi's ear, they are getting some instruction through that, I am going that kunja, please arrange, they are my bilas. Radharani hearing, Krishna calling. This way, all this Brajog Balak and the Brajavasi, one sound giving varieties of inspiration to the devotee's heart. And their relationship with Krishna giving that type of inspiration. In the Brajadham, there are five kind of relationship with Krishna. We know that one is Shantarasa, Dasyarasa, Sakya, Vatsal and Madhura Rasa. You want English, Maharaj?
Yes, of course. Why am I?
Shantarasa means?
Peacefulness.
Peaceful Nishtha. Shantarasa's main vital point is that Nishtha for the service to Krishna. Permanence for the service to Krishna. That is first standard, living standard there. That's called Shantarasa.
Continuous service.
And Dasyarasa, servanthood.
Servitorship
with Krishna, Dasyarasa. And friendship with Krishna, Sakkarasa. And
parenthood.
Parenthood with Krishna, that is Vatsalya Rasa.
Consorthood.
And consorthood with Krishna, that is Madhura Rasa. And Madhura Rasas have two parts. One,
conjugal and paramour.
Conjugal, and another is
paramour.
Conjugal and paramour. In the Vrindavan, that paramour love is the highest love. And that is the established and mother of all rasa, that paramour love. It's necessary to understand. Here, paramour love is bad. Feelings coming to us. But paramour with whom, if we will understand, then that bad feelings immediately will go out. Who is my heart of heart? Who is my master? Who is my all, sarvashadhan? All wealth of my life.
My life and soul.
Paramour, relation with him, not with anybody else. Then it is only effulgence of rasa there, more and more ecstatic.
Manifestation.
That's called paramour. In this mundane world also, we have seen Mahaprabhu said, which way you will continue your service to Krishna. Externally, you are Raj Mantri, Sanatan and Roop. One is Prime Minister, another is Koshadhaka, treasurer. But which way you will continue? You continue your external life, but inner you must keep very intensity, very much intensity. That paramount relation with Krishna. Others will see or not to see, that is not fact. You keep it hidingly, hidden away, and in your heart. And he said, Mahaprabhu said, Parabhyasanini nari bhagrapi griha karmasu tameva sadaya tantar navasanga rasayana. Her previous friend, partner, but she married with others, but she, when cannot leave relationship with previous partner, what she is doing? She is working in his house,
doing her
housework, but always thinking her paramour lover. And you will do your housework, but think Krishna. That way, Mahaprabhu said, Parabhyasanini nari bhagrapi griha karmasu tameva sadaya tantar navasanga rasayana. The paramour, in this mundane, it is very bad. We consider it is very bad. And why? There is cause. That is, we have done some rules and regulation and also participation, understanding with this world. This part of land for me, that part of land for you, that part of land for him, grasses for the cows and fruits for us, like that. And many things we are adjusted with this mundane environment, and no reaction, bad reaction will come to the society. For that, some ruling here is necessary. And that ruling, who will ignore, he will be punished. But there, that the bhav, the mood of love, if very firmly follow that line of paramour, and if not there anything bad, that is, everything is good there in that spiritual world, nothing bad inside there, then good will give more good result. That is, we are telling, here is water and there is ecstasy. Toyam amritam katha ganam nattangamanapi vangsi priyasakhi chidananda jyoti, light, their own light, and that is pleasant and effulgent. This way given some explanation in Brahma Sangita. And Mahaprabhu, he told, that is our goal of life. That is my conception. Aradhu Bhagavan Brajeshatana, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With him we have five kind of relationship, special relationship, five kind of special relationship with him, and extremely supreme relationship with Braja Gopis, that is Madhura Rasa, sweet ecstasy, that's conjugal and paramour. Brajabadhu Bhargeno Ya Kalpita, and where is evidence in the scriptures of India? Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Everywhere Srimad Bhagavat is respected as Vedas, more than Vedas. Knowledge of Vedas, all the gist of knowledge of Vedas, it is revealed inside of Srimad Bhagavatam, And that type of honor given whole India very happily. Third sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, if we try to realize, we can understand very easily. Nigama kalpataror galitang phalam. Nigama means Veda. Veda-like kalpataru means wish-fulfilling tree. And that galitang phalam means fully ripe, without the skin and seed, palatable, ecstasy, and condensed ecstasy.
Fully ripe and fruit of the babies.
Yes. And that's coming, that is that knowledge coming through Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev is son of Vedabhyas. And Vedabhyas searching one disciple who can express this transcendental knowledge. And he chosen Shukadev. And why? Now, Shukadevs have that type of quality. Ye parinishthitopi nirgunne uttama sloka lilaya grihito cheta rajarse akhyanam yadadhitovan. He is existing within that knowledge. That transcendental knowledge, he is always existing. But transcendental knowledge have many chamber. I told you before, ye Lord's manifestation as Dwarkesh, as Mathuresh, as Gopesha, Tanaya, many varieties of manifestation. Not only that, as Sankarsan Niruddha, Sankarsan Pradyumna Niruddha,
Vasudev,
and little down there is Narayan, and from Narayan, varieties of manifestation that we can see, Lila Avatar, Guna Avatar, Manantara Avatar, Yuga Avatar, varieties of Avatar, it has come down from Narayan. Then all the manifestation of the Lord Krishna, it is said, stated in Brahma Sangita, Ishvara Parama Krishna. They are all Ishvar. Ishvar means Lord. But Parameshwar, he is Krishna. All masters, master, he is. All causes, cause, he is. Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. This way Brahma Sangita given that identification of the Vrajeshatanaya Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu said, Srimad. And without Krishna he cannot stand. And he is fainted, always going to faint. Again getting senses. And again he is searching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And that time expression in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you read, it is Chaitanya Charitamrita second chapter, chapter Madhya Lila, second chapter, no Maharaj?
Yeah.
Second chapter, Madhya Lila, second chapter, gist there. And lastly, Kaviraj Goswami said, I wrote in Bengali or Sanskrit, I do not know. It is another language. If you will hear only, you know the meanings are not to know. There is no question. Like Veda Mantram. Who knows the meanings of Veda Mantram? Nobody knows. We are initiating the disciples, giving them mantram, guru mantram, guru gayatri, gaura mantram, gaura gayatri, krishna mantram, kama gayatri, everything. Brahma Gayatri. They do not know the meanings, but not necessary to know. You meditate this mantra, sound, transcendental vibration. It will reveal in your heart. Kaviraj Goswami said, just like that. Yodi nahi jane keho, sunite seho, kiyad bhuti chaitanya charit, krishne upajive priti, bujive rasero riti, sunilei bada hai. Who do not know the English, who do not know Bengali, who do not know Sanskrit, he not will understand. Yes, he will understand only this transcendental sound. Try to take to your heart. And it will reveal in your heart, you will see everything. It is not dead matter. It is living entity. That transcendental sound vibration, that's also living entity. Why not? You will feel it. Jodi nahi jane keho, sunite seho. Who do not know, he also will understand it. Only hearing. Give your hearing attentive hearing. Radharani, when heard the name of Krishna, only these two words, she said, it's, we will see the song of Chandidas. Keba sunailo shyamo naam, kanero bhitaro diya marome pochilo go akul korilo momo pran. I do not know who told Krishna this two syllable, this word of Krishna, but when it entered into my heart, my whole body is intoxicated with that name, ecstasy. Na jani kotek madhu shyam name ache go paran charite nahi pare. Jekhane basati tar nayane heriya go ki juvati dhari dhaira ja koiche dhar. Naam parotape jar oichana kori logu angir parose ki bahay. Whose name like this, I do not know how sweet he is. I need his association. And she become pagal, mad, with the name of Krishna. This way expression given Chandidas. They all is existing, that transcendental knowledge everywhere. Like ether, I am telling many times, the ether existing everywhere we cannot see. And transcendental knowledge, Krishna consciousness, existing everywhere, within everybody's heart, living Krishna. And all the manifestation of Krishna can see Mahabhagavat. Yaha yaha netra pade taha Krishna spure. Where he will throw his vision, there he will see the presence of Krishna, like Gaurakrishnadar Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. We have seen also Guru Maharaj's expression. Many things is possible, but cannot show to you. And which way I shall show you? You see, one radio or one television set, what is inside there? Some electronics, all the material things, electronics, some transistor, some this, some that type, but all this, that material things. Also that electricity, that's also material things. And when it is properly adjusted, if you knob open, it will give sound and picture everything. But if it is possible in this mundane and where is transcendental knowledge that can reveal easily to anywhere, but necessary to make your heart like radio or like television set or like that. I am speaking in the mic, it is mouthpiece, it is microphone, it is taking out, catching from here, taking out from there, broadcasting. This is mundane power, all the mundane things, material things. And we are transcendental body, transcendental form, and everything living within consciousness, that's also spiritual body. Then why not will reveal to us? We must feel it, we can see it. It is living entity, living matter, but necessary to make ourselves like that machine. Then it will reveal into our heart. If one question come to Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, can you, have you seen Krishna? And Saraswati Thakur said, what benefit he will get through that? I have seen or not to seen, but what benefit you will get? I can show you Krishna, but you must make yourself like that, mane, patro.
Receptacle. Receiver.
Receiver.
Recipient.
Recipient. You make yourself recipient, what I am telling you, do, and you will see. I have seen or not to sin, it is useless for you. You cannot see that. That this is the answer of Srila Saraswati Thakur. If he wants to know it, you come through proper channel and go through proper channel. Then you will get it, no doubt. And Mahaprabhu said, that is the Krishna consciousness and full-fledged theism of jiva soul. Is it English?
Yes.
Then try to get it. Mahaprabhu said, I bought it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, very good expression. Je taniya anite brikkha ekarka smon nasila brikkher shobha suno sadhujan. Tomra sakale hao e brikkher mali sraddhavari diyataha karo ruposhali. I bought from the transcendental abode of Krishna, this wish-fulfilling tree, the Kalyan Kalpataru. But it is, I am pulling down from upper stage, then something, noise, no? Something?
Yeah, some of the beauty.
Some of the beauty must be rubbed and gone, but you put there water, that tree, under the tree, and give some fertilizer, good nourishment, you will see, it will reveal in your heart, and that is the benedicting tree of divine aspiration. That told Bhaktivinoda Thakur about Kalyan Kalpataru. The Mahaprabhu given that knowledge, transcendental to the conditioned souls for their not only rescue from this environment, illusory environment. Muktirhitta unnatarupam sarupena bhavasthiti. Mahaprabhu said that is the real mukti. Mukti means not liberation only. Liberated soul, what will eat? What will do? What will be their activity? That's necessary to know. And that is the real mukti, if you will get that service in the service world. Plane of exploitation, plane of renunciation, and plane of dedication. to go to plane of dedication, leave the plane of exploitation, but renunciation, plane of renunciation, not is your suitable place to exist there. There is nothing like you, equilibrium, maybe abscissa, but plane of dedication, that is the main, your plane. And sacrifice yourself to there. All the mantram, always telling Shaha, Shaha, Swaha, Swaha, all mantram, all sacrifice mantram, sacrificial mantram. And what is the meanings? Dedicate yourself first. Atmai vātmano bandhur ātmai varipura ātmano. Then, business with your own self, make first. Charity begins at home. Then you will see. That is the Mahaprabhu's advice. And Mahaprabhu's preaching conception. Haradhu Bhagavane Vrajeshutanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matavidam Tatra Daru Nakara. This is the expression of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He composed this sloka and he said, this is Mahaprabhu's conception. What are in that? Jayam Vishnuvat Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Rakasita Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jaya. By all the devotees ki jaya. In the English expression, thank you very much. Actually, our connection, not only that small thanks. You heard that higher knowledge about higher knowledge. I tried heart and soul to give that knowledge to you. Then our relationship so close, more close. Only it is not depending upon one thanks. And for that Guru Maharaj told, if anybody will give Guru Maharaj, thank you. After hearing that, it is courtesy. And Guru Maharaj said, only this thanks is sufficient for this. Not. Actually, when you heard it, only this thank is sufficient for me. And nothing else. And dedicate yourself to Krishna. That is vital thanks. And it is very tiny thanks. Jai Guru Maharaj ki jai. All the devotees ki jai.